Well, in Europe, several countries have now restricted travel from the UK after a variant of the coronavirus named B117 was reported in the southeast of England, a new strain that seems much more contagious, but not more deadly than the first. There are also reports of a new strain in South Africa. So what's going on? Angela Rasmussen is a virologist with the Georgetown Center for Global Health Science and Security. Hello, Dr. Rasmussen.
Hi, thanks for having me here.
Well, thanks for being here. And we caution there are a lot of unknowns here. Viruses always mutate. Another variant in Spain was once thought to be far more infectious, but when researchers looked closer, it was just a lot of people traveling with it and spreading it. So what does the research you've seen say about the contagion of B117?
So this is what's very, very challenging about trying to understand how individual variants or mutations are contributing to the effects that we're seeing at the population scale. This new variant, B117, seems to be associated with a very rapid increase in prevalence in southeastern England and parts of London. So that suggests that perhaps it may be spreading more quickly because of the virus itself. But we can't exclude the possibility that it also could be because people were relaxing precautions that they were taking to reduce transmission in their communities. We just need to do more research to figure that out. But it is very alarming how quickly this variant has become very prevalent. So that does suggest that there may be something to this beyond people are just behaving differently.
Yeah. Well, how alarming is it? And how, you know, what should people do? We're going to hear later in the program from a trucker who's stuck on the border of the UK because he can't cross into France. And we're hearing that New York's Governor Cuomo here in the U.S. asked British Airways to only fly people who've tested negative for the coronavirus to JFK in New York. And today, British Airways agreed to that. So your thoughts, I mean, how much is stopping travel going to help?
So I don't think actually that stopping travel is going to help very much for a couple of different reasons. I think it's important for people to not travel in general right now because transmission of this variant as well as the other variants that have been circulating is really out of control in many parts of the world and throughout the United States. So it is good in general to not travel. But in terms of this particular variant, we just don't have very much information on whether or not that might already be here. So the UK has some of the best genomic surveillance in the world, meaning that it's very likely that they would detect such a variant before anybody else would. It's entirely possible that this variant is already circulating in the U.S. There's some evidence that it's circulating elsewhere in Europe and potentially around the world that just hasn't been detected yet. The important thing for people to remember is that this virus, this new variant, is transmitted in the same way as all the other variants. So if we are taking precautions to reduce transmission overall, that should address this new variant as well as all the other viruses that we've been dealing with for the past year.
Yeah, wear a mask no matter what. But how might these new strains interact with the vaccine campaigns? I mean, are the vaccines covering new strains of the coronavirus?
So that's one thing that we don't know, but that we urgently need to find out. So this new variant has multiple mutations in the spike protein, which is what the vaccines use to develop immunity against SARS coronavirus 2. Anytime you have a mutation in that protein, there's the possibility that that protein may be different enough to not be recognized by your immune system. So those studies are ramping up right now. Obviously, the entire scientific community understands that this is a very high priority question to answer.
And would the same be true of treatments that have shown to, you know, reduce the amount of illness, for instance, from the coronavirus?
So that would only be likely for the monoclonal antibody therapies. Those monoclonal antibodies work by targeting specific parts of the spike protein. If those mutations are occurring in a part of the spike protein that's important for those antibodies to bind it, it could make those therapies less useful or effective at treating coronavirus. That is not necessarily true for other antiviral therapies such as remdesivir, which is more broad spectrum and not specific for the spike protein. But what people should also keep in mind is that those monoclonal antibody therapies are not widely available. The vaccine is going to be really, I think, what people should be paying attention to. And vaccines induce multiple types of antibodies. So even if there are some mutations that prohibit binding based on the vaccines that are currently designed, there's always the possibility that those vaccines are inducing other antibodies that will still be effective. So people should not be overly concerned. They should be cautious.
Well, yes, but remain cautious. We've just got 10 seconds. Angela Rasmussen, the virologist with the Georgetown Center for Global Health Science and Security. Christmas is coming. People just have to keep hunkering down until we get past, you know, new strains and the wreckage of the coronavirus. Dr. Rasmussen, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Take care.